I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a school that teaches reading, writing, and arithmetic between sweat-inducing exercise sessions. But first, this week the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a 200-page report and 1,000 pages of supporting documents to explain why Lance Armstrong was banned from sport for life in August. Among those who were convinced by USADA's avalanche of evidence was Bonnie D. Ford, who covers cycling for ESPN. Bonnie, welcome back to Only a Game.
Glad to be here, Bill.
There are those who will always believe that Armstrong, whose main defense is that he never failed a drug test, is innocent. But you wrote this week that anyone who remains convinced simply doesn't want to know. Specifically, how did the USADA report convince you of Armstrong's guilt?
Bill, I want to back up for a second because I don't want this to appear to have been a sudden change of heart on my part. I've been covering cycling for 14 years, and the scales dropped from my eyes a long time ago about the extent of doping in the sport. But on the other hand, I had to cover Lance Armstrong. I had to cover his teams from an objective standpoint for many, many years. But I just felt that with the release of this overwhelmingly convincing report, that it was probably time for me to get on one side of the fence or the other publicly. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I do think that if there are undecided people out there, and I'm not really sure how many there are, if they go through this material with an objective eye, I think there's no other conclusion to come to than that USADA's charges are well-founded.
I'll acknowledge that I haven't read all of the 1,000 pages of supporting documents. What in there was most surprising to you, given that you have been covering the sport for a good long time?
I think it was the detail. We knew there was going to be rider testimony. We knew there was going to be some kind of scientific evidence or interpretation, at least, of past test results. We did not know, or at least I did not know, that there were going to be detailed financial records which document Lance Armstrong's relationship with Dr. Michele Ferrari, his longtime trainer, whom numerous riders worked with and have testified, provided them with doping programs. The records show that Armstrong made $1 million of payments to Dr. Ferrari over a 10-year period. That was very interesting and detailed information. But honestly, Bill, each one of these rider stories in and of itself could be a fascinating, fascinating story. Some of them are heartbreaking, some of them are shocking, and if people don't want to go through the whole 1,000 pages, which I can certainly understand, I would simply urge them to read those affidavits as a starting point.
The report suggested that in avoiding out-of-competition tests, which is the most surefire way to avoid testing positive, Armstrong's team might have had advanced warning about those tests, and now the World Anti-Doping Agency is saying that the doping program occurred probably with the knowledge of drug testers. Is there evidence to support that claim?
Certainly, if you believe, again, the statements of the riders, on many occasions they had at least sort of informal notice that the testers were coming. So it wouldn't surprise me. Nothing much would surprise me at the moment. I don't know sort of how far up in the chain it goes, but I'm convinced that that team, and they may not have been alone. There may have been other teams, too, that had connections and were warned. Sometimes you look back, Bill, and you wonder how anyone tested positive back in that time. It's quite a web of connections there.
What's the point in pursuing Lance Armstrong now? The federal government decided there was not enough evidence to build a criminal case against him, and certainly he's not likely to win any more elite cycling races at this point.
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of issue with saying that the federal government has decided not to pursue him. From all evidence that we know of, that decision was made by one man, U.S. Attorney Andre Barat, Jr. He made that decision in apparent disagreement with the investigators and assistant prosecutors who worked on the case. That was a criminal prosecution. There is an ongoing investigation in the civil division of the Department of Justice, a so-called whistleblower case. Don't forget, Bill, that a ban, such as the one imposed on Lance Armstrong, doesn't just apply to competition. It applies to involvement in any aspect of elite sport, coaching, ownership, et cetera. So their feeling clearly as an agency is that he should not be anywhere near it, given his involvement with both his own doping and influencing others to dope. And also from their perspective, a number of people who are enmeshed in this case are still in the sport. I think they're hoping to flush some of the other bad apples out of that orchard.
USADA stripped Lance Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles, and if cycling's governing body upholds that action, the organizer of the tour has now said that he'd like to see those titles awarded to no one. After all, most of the riders who finished behind Armstrong in the peloton have also been implicated in doping scandals over the past decade, right?
Yes, that's very true, and I think I've written the sentence would be rendered moot about 14 times over the course of covering this issue. It seems like sort of a vacant exercise to award those titles to anyone else. As a journalist, I've got to be honest, I'm not all that interested. I understand that people are focused on sort of who's the champion, who's the legitimate champion. I'm just glad that so much more truth now is out on the table, that we have a historical record to look at and really assess, and it's going to take a while to assess and try to figure out, A, if cycling can really find its way out of this thicket and clean itself up completely, and B, if this kind of corruption is present in other sports, maybe not on the same scale, although again, Bill, it's a very humbling experience as a journalist to have been this close to all this and to kind of see the tip of the iceberg and not know what was underneath.
Bonnie D. Ford covers cycling for ESPN. Bonnie, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.